Okay, our next item is number 95.
Accept report from Portland Community College on the current work of Future Connect.
And I believe we have a panel here. Mr. Wagner has folks queued up to come speak to us. So come on up, Karen and others, and welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor and members of the City Council. I'm Kristen Watkins, Associate Vice President for College Advancement at PCC and the Executive Officer of the PCC Foundation. You may have been expecting our President, Dr. Jeremy Brown, who was unable to come today. For those of you who have met Dr. Brown, you know I am neither British nor am I a nuclear physicist. But I do share his passion and commitment to this really outstanding program that you are making happen in our city for our students. So I'm delighted today to give you an update on the program. First, I want to thank you for the city's support for this fantastic program, your investment in Future Connect, and your partnership with PCC, the PCC Foundation, our students, our schools, and our business and philanthropic community. Now, one of the things that I would also like to do is thank you personally, because I also know that many of you are personal contributors to the program and to the foundation, and without you, we couldn't make this happen. I'd also like to acknowledge and recognize that we have a number of Future Connect students in the audience today, as well as a couple of our staff members. And if they could please stand so that the council members and the mayor can see you all, that would be fantastic.
Morning.
Thank you. Since its inception, in true partnership with the City of Portland, Future Connect and the PCC Foundation has raised over $1.1 million in private philanthropic support for this program. As you know, this is a unique funding model for the program where the city makes an investment and we raise the match to support the program and the students. It all started a little more than 3 years ago with a shared vision that our regional economic strength and vitality depend on an educating and developing a talented pool of diverse and skilled workers. Future Connect, with its combination of scholarships, career counseling, academic advising, internships, and other opportunities, is a remarkable component of the city's economic development strategy. As you know, Future Connect does provide students with a scholarship, but perhaps even more important from our perspective is the minimum of 2 years of individualized academic advising and coaching that the students receive, and these are really key factors in ensuring the students' success. We know that Future Connect students in solid academic standing are retained at rates 2 to 3 times as high as similar students who do not receive these type of services. We're also serving students and helping them gain access to college who really have significant barriers to success. Our students, over half of them, have family incomes below $20,000 a year. These are high-need families. Over 80% are first-generation students. That means that 80% of those students do not have a parent who has completed college. In addition, over half of our students are coming to college testing into developmental education or English as a second language. That means that they are not yet ready for college-level work. Yet it's a testament to the program that we have continued to serve them and help them gain access to college-level courses. The other thing I would mention, too, is that even despite these barriers, after 1 year, 70% of Future Connect students were retained, compared to a 20% retention rate for students from similar backgrounds who don't receive these services. And a higher percentage of students in Future Connect are on track to complete a certificate or transfer as students from similar backgrounds who are not in the program. Thanks to the program, now over 40 scholarships have been made available at Portland State, Lewis and Clark, and we have students who are transferring there as well as to Oregon State, Pacific, and other institutions. Our Future Connect students have interned with the legislature, local businesses. They've been interns for city government here in Portland. They've studied abroad. They've become student government leaders. And they are on track for careers in education, medicine, business, and engineering. And this is a really big and something that I think is just really significant about this program as you look at these students represent the youth of Portland, the diversity of Portland, and we're investing in their future. Finally, due to your leadership and vision, we are working together to establish a model for the region and the state. This past year, the cities of Hillsborough and Beaverton voted to invest $200,000 each into the program, enabling us to expand our cohort to an additional 100 students from the cities of Beaverton and Hillsborough. In addition, we are working with our state legislative delegation, State Representative Joe Gallegos and Representative Julie Parrish are sponsoring legislation which would provide over $1 million in grant funding to the 17 community colleges across Oregon to build out programs like Future Connect. And I even have the House bill here. It's very exciting to see this move forward.
What's the number that we have a legislative breakfast tomorrow?
Okay, 4116, House Bill HB 4116.
Thank you.
Together, we are breaking down the barriers to college access and success. And we could not do that without you. We hope that as you move into your budget process that we can continue to count on your support for funding future cohorts of the program. And now it's my pleasure to turn it over to my colleagues to hear from some students and also some partners. I think we're going to go maybe a bit out of order because Jenny Cha, one of our transfer students at PSU, has got to get to class in like 15 minutes.
My name is Jenny Cha, and 3 years, 1 year ago, during my first year at PCC, I talked to the Capitol about my process, about Future Connect and how my plans were for college. And now 3 years later, my last year at PCC, I'm going to graduate after spring 2014. My dream is still to become a social worker. So at PSU, I've applied for the PSU social work program. For six terms, I was on the PCC's president's list, and I'm going to transfer with a 4.0 GPA. And I have Future Connect to thank for that. They have helped me externally. They're really amazing people. I love the coaches, and they've given me opportunities to give me resources to help me find out who I want to be and who I will become. I'm also a Future Connect mentor, which means I help first-year students for Future Connect, help them navigate around the first year in college. I'm also a current Roosevelt advocacy mentor at Roosevelt, where I graduated. I will work directly with a caseload of students, helping them with their progress in high school, and also give awareness to them about their resources so they can be successful in high school and go into college. Future Connect and the coaches have been a vital part of my college journey. They have given me one-on-one interactions, and I have a great cohort who has given me a lot of motivation and courage to continue on, and I can't thank them enough, and I'm forever indebted with them. And I thank the city for also continuing their support to fund for Future Connect. So thank you.
Thank you. Great.
It's fine for you to leave now if
yes,
you need to.
Yes, we can excuse you.
We'll get to class.
Thanks, Bea.
Good morning. I'm Karen Kirvin. I'm the Community Relations Manager at U.S. Bank. And as a first-generation college graduate myself, I feel a particular affinity for the Future Connect program. I applaud the city for its vision and investment in this important initiative. And on behalf of U.S. Bank, we are strong advocates and proponents of higher education and workforce development programs such as Future Connect that serve many deserving young adults and students throughout our local community. We support that advocacy through U.S. Bank Foundation dollars. Your support and commitment to Future Connect is not only socially responsible, it's good for business. Recent research conducted by a local economist estimates that if we increase college degree attainment by just 1%, our region will see a $1.6 billion increase in revenue dollars to the local economy. Individuals with a college education contribute more tax revenue and are less likely to rely on public assistance. College graduates are less likely to become unemployed during an economic downturn. Post-secondary education leads to broad civic, economic, and societal benefits that are critical to Oregon's advancement and prosperity in the changing world economy. Economically disadvantaged students and students of color face great barriers to higher education, often lagging behind their middle and upper class peers in high school completion and college enrollment and completion. This innovative community-wide partnership is an effective first step in building the workforce pipeline. It builds strong academic and communication skills, provides students with intensive advising and services that they need to be successful, and exposes students to career pathways in which they can earn certificates and degrees, which ultimately lead to family wage jobs. U.S. Bank is not alone in our support for this innovative program. Throughout the region, major corporations and foundations alike are investing in Future Connect to ensure the program's sustainability and growth. These funders include Northwest Natural, Hoffman Construction, Meyer Memorial Trust, the Renaissance Foundation, Lewis and Virginia Clemente Foundation, Howard S. Wright Construction, Rask Family Foundation, The Gap, and many others. So on behalf of U.S. Bank and all of our funder partners, I thank the Council for its vision, for its ongoing support of this important community program, because together we are building a brighter future for our community. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Solomon Bart. I graduated from Roosevelt High School, class of 2012-2013. I did pretty good. I graduated with a 3.3, and during the high school summer, I was able to work two summer work internships, one at Boeing and one at Portland Community Media, that's on MLK. And I received a Future Connect scholarship last spring that scholarship just gave me the chance to just go to school. I didn't really have that money to actually go to school, but I mean, PCC is not that expensive, but that just gave me the umph to say that I can go to school now. So my first experience with Future Connect was spring, and I met actually one of the coaches. His name is Josh. He's pretty amazing. And I took a placement test, and I placed a little bit, not as well I wanted to do, but I took a couple of tests, and I eventually got into the classes I wanted to take. And right now I'm at Southeast with a group of people that are in my cohort, and they're students just like me going through the same thing that I'm going through, but they're willing to learn. So that just gave me the motivation to do what I'm doing right now. And I am right, my winter term, I finished with a 3.3 GPA, and that just gave me more motivation to keep going forward. And my future goals are to own my own business, real estate, own my own housing and stuff like that. So, thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Angela Newsom, and my official role at Roosevelt is facilitator of strategic partnerships for college and career readiness, of which Future Connect obviously is the perfect partnership for a school like Roosevelt. As you know, moving first-generation students to and through college really requires a fundamentally different approach to access and retention, one that has a much more holistic focus on understanding the student, their family, the community they come from, and their educational experiences K through 12, so that you can respond to needs that come in any of those areas. Future Connect directly addresses the gaps by providing real-time services that meet students where they're at and usher them forward. And they utilize systems of both accountability and nurturing. Every Future Connect student feels deeply connected to their coach and also feels accountable to them, which is really important when it comes to sustaining energy in college. Future Connect also begins when the student applies and ends when the student has successfully navigated his or her pathway to a degree and can assist someone else in that same pathway. The level of connection, again, that the coaches display starts before the kid is even in Future Connect. When we do our application processes and have them come out to the high school and meet with the kids and energize the kids and meet with the counselors and nudge the kids and poke the ones who don't believe they can go yet and, there's a lot of that that happens even before the child is in Future Connect. So all of these things produce what one student has referred to as the bumper bowling effect, which is the idea that if you are a kid who doesn't come with as many privileges or as connected a family to the educational system, then as you're moving down the path to college, if you've got bumpers on the other side, when you get off track, someone's bumping you back. And I really like that analogy because I feel like Future Connect lives that out. The other part about Future Connect, from my perspective, is that they are continuously building partnerships that expand programming and expand opportunities for students. They could stop by just providing services at Portland Community College and leave it there, but they go out and find scholarships at other schools. They encourage students to go into university, et cetera, and they've been really successful in doing that, so much so now that when I'm talking with partner colleges, I'm saying, so, what Future Connect scholarships are you offering? And the colleges that they're not offering them are like, what's that, right? So Future Connect is able to build allies in that way. I don't work for Future Connect, but when I'm talking with other colleges, I feel like I do, which is a huge testament, again, to the power of Future Connect's work. Last year, Roosevelt High School had the most Future Connect awardees of any high school, and this is a badge that we wear very proudly and I brag about all across the city. And it's also really a testament to the work of Becca, who is our coach. And the school counselors, when I asked them to share some of their thoughts with me so that I could share them with you, they said they felt like Becca was actually a member of the counseling department at Roosevelt High School, which I think, again, is a testament to what K-12 higher ed partnership could and should really look like. Future Connect feels like I'm their staff. We feel like Future Connect is our staff. And that's what true collaboration really looks like. So those were the words of the counselors. When Becca came last year, and every year that she comes, she meets with students to help with their application. She meets with the counselors to identify more students. She meets with teachers. She meets with anyone who can help, again, prod more kids into the program. And then once the students are selected, then it's about meeting with them to make sure that they're signing their award letters and making sure they understand what the transition process is. All things that school counselors who have a caseload of 400 students can't do individually for every student. But if they get in Future Connect, then they already have a coach before they're even at the college. So again, my observation is that expectations, accountability, and a loving push are really the hallmarks of the program, and that it begins from the application process to crossing the finish line. The last thing that I want to mention about our relationship specifically with Future Connect is that this year we are launching a program in collaboration with them. We really believe that the key to transforming aspirations and the commitment of our students is the relationship between the youth themselves, and there's a lot of research that suggests that the peer influence is really high at this age level. And so we believe that when given the opportunity and the leadership, students can inspire and motivate each other to push further and harder. So a program we have at Roosevelt called the College Advocacy Project is partnering with Future Connect to establish work-study and cooperative education opportunities for Future Connect students to come back into the high school as college advocate mentors, where they are really providing one-to-one, small group, and classroom-based support for students grades 9 through 12 in thinking about college in 9th grade and actually doing the college process in 12th grade and everywhere in between for the other grades. The focus of their work is also moving beyond the tasks of college, which, again, if you come from a family that has gone to college, you might only need support with the tasks. But if you are first generation and you've really had to build up your own internal sense of belief that you can go, there's a lot more work to be done. A lot more work around examining your challenges and your attitudes and old belief systems and what you perceive other people to think about you and what your community says and what your peers say and working through all of these conundrums that students face. We believe, again, the peer-to-peer model for having those conversations to be the most effective. So we also see this collaboration as really a simultaneous access and retention strategy. As college students are trained, supported, and enabled to lead their younger peers into a college pathway, it solidifies their commitment to their own journey. And as a former student once told me, it's a lot harder to drop out of college if you're spending time leading others into college. That same student 2 years later said, Angela, I took a psychology class. And that thing I said to you, that's cognitive dissonance. I can't drop out of school if I'm telling other people to go to school. So I really appreciate Future Connect staff, Future Connect students who are inspiring my current students, and the city for your support of this program, and I think it should be going nationwide. So.
Right. Thank you. It's a good goal. Thank you very much. Questions for this great panel? Thank you.
This isn't a question, but a comment. I've talked to some of the students. They talked about the critical role of the coaches. And I just wanted to reflect on the fact that there's a bunch of research in a bunch of different fields now that shows the importance of coaches for anybody who's doing a new thing or trying to change an old habit or trying to improve even something they've been doing for a long time. They're finding in education when you give teachers a 4-hour in-service day where they're told about some new method, they forget about it in 2 weeks unless there's a coach that's assigned to remind them of what they learned and try to put it in practice. In trying to improve people's health and reduce healthcare costs, we found that with people with chronic illnesses and high costs, one of the most effective interventions is if you have like a community service worker who basically acts as a coach and is going to that person and saying, hey, are you really taking your meds? Let's make sure you're taking them every day. Are you taking a walk around the block every day? What are you eating? And it's that kind of nudge that actually improves people's health. And Atul Gawande, who's a healthcare writer from the New Yorker magazine, was writing a year or so ago about the concept of coaches. And he talked about he's a tennis player, and he was playing at his local tennis place, and the tennis pro said, and he'd been sort of the same level tennis player forever, and the tennis pro said, you know, there's some things you could do with your game that I think could improve, even though you're 45 years old or whatever. So he worked with him a bit, and his game improved. And then he thought, well, I'm still a practicing surgeon, and I feel like I've kind of plateaued as a surgeon over the past 20 years. Maybe I could get a little better. So he asked an old mentor of his to work with him for a while as his surgeon coach. And he discovered that after a few months, his abilities as a surgeon, which have been the same for 20 years, actually improved. So what I'm hoping is that the next century will be, the 21st century will come to be known as the century of the coach. And I think Future Connect is an example of why that should be.
Good point. Great. Other questions, comments for this panel?
I just had one question, Mayor, in the handout. Could you tell us a little bit more about the housing support component?
Would it be okay if I called up Josh Laurie, the program manager,
sure,
to tell you a little bit about the housing?
Please. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. The housing support component was actually an MOU that's been created through about five different. We're speaking specifically to the foster care housing. There's a couple housing components.
Just going off the handout you gave us.
So what we've done is we've recognized that some of the issues, we don't just track students when they're staying with us, we track students when they exit as well. So what we find is that one of the main reasons that students were leaving college was life and a lot of unstable housing situations. So we begin to find partnerships with other partners that we knew in the region. So one of the components that we worked on was with New Avenues for Youth, Home Forward, RAP, and developing an Oxford model house for foster care students who were struggling with housing. So, and Commissioner Saltzman's office as well. So right now we have an MOU and we're actually working on finalizing a purchase of a house that we're not purchasing, but Home Forward is purchasing, and then we'll be able to provide support specifically for foster students, former foster care students in this house. It's in Southeast Portland, and we're excited about that. Another piece of the housing kind of work that we're doing is we're working with College Housing Northwest. What we recognize is since PCC doesn't have a residential dorm, many students in our program, just based on academic background, do need a place to stay. So we've developed a partnership with them where they will prioritize students who may be looking for housing at some of their centrally located facilities. What we did is we met with them and we talked about kind of the students we're serving, and then they showed us the space they had. And what we came up with is a plan where students could more or less share information about one another. So if they were in Future Connect, we would help connect them to one another. So they would then be building resources. So one student wouldn't have to pay $800 in rent for a place. But maybe if another student had a $400 budget and another student had a $400 budget, they could come together. And because they're in Future Connect, they have similar backgrounds and they have similar interests and skills in terms of college. Does that answer your question?
And does the city provide any support for this program other than sort of Dan through his office providing some structural leadership? Are we putting resources into the housing?
Not currently. I mean, besides Commissioner Saltzman's office, there's a representative there. We're basically just recognizing challenges that we see with students when they exit and then trying to create resources for them. I mean, that is our program. So we want to identify. We can't, you know, being an advisor and advising a student on a track of classes to take is just one component of success in college. There's that other component, which is life. And so we're just recognizing these other components and trying to build resources around them. Most of our coaches are MSW students or former. They have master's degree in social work. So this is a lot of their background when we're talking about case management.
And do you anticipate, I note that we have a lot of internships with BES and the Water Bureau. So is there some annual event where we recognize students who've gone through this and the bureaus, or is it done more informally?
I don't think that we've been doing anything specifically, have we, with recognizing the students who have gone through internships. But we do have a regular annual event that we hold for Future Connect students to celebrate their progress. But Josh, is there anything specifically?
No, we don't do any kind of award ceremony for the students.
Let's think about ways. I mean, I think that to the extent each of us have leadership roles with bureaus where students have come through, you might want to think about how we can be intentional about connecting to the commissioner in charge, maybe doing exit interviews or some event to recognize their service. And just institutionalize it. I'm sure it happens informally, but I'd be interested in finding a way to sort of shine a light on the folks that have signed up in my bureaus, for example, and learn a little bit more about what they've learned and also figure out, are there real pathways so that based on their experience and their interests that they someday may get those entry-level jobs which become great careers.
That's great. We look forward to exploring that.
Yep.
Yeah, we have your ceremony where the graduating high school students who are in the Future Connect program come to council, and we recognize them as one of my favorite of the year. It would be wonderful to have a graduating college students
internship
event to celebrate those who have fulfilled the promise. When I talk at the high school graduation event, I always talk about this is the taxpayers of Portland investing in you, investing in your future. And it would be lovely to have them come back and tell us and tell the community how they used our money wisely. I also note that I believe the Portland Parks and Recreation's grant program, which provides summer jobs for high school students, mostly in environmental education and trail building and such, I believe those students who've been in that program are automatically eligible for the Future Connect program. So that's something that I am committed to continuing to fund through the Portland Parks and Recreation, because it takes a village. It takes all of us to get this done. Thank you very much for coming to share today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you all. Great panel. Thanks. Do we have anyone else signed up to testify on this?
Yes, we have two people, okay. Shedrick Wilkins and Charles Johnson.
Come on up, please.
I am Shedrick J. Wilkins, and I'm a strong advocate of the community college system, whether it be Mount Hood Community College, Portland Community College, or Clackamas Community College around here. I wish to say about the idea of high school and then going to the university. Commissioner Novick, I think Eugene High School closed or something. Is this a story I get? And you just walked in at 15 and started taking classes?
It was the Cottage Grove school system, actually.
So you just went past the system and some professor said, start taking courses. This man is the youngest graduate of Harvard Law School. Is that right?
I'm sure that there was somebody in the 1890s who graduated at 17 or something.
Well, the community college allows us. Some people in high schools have to work. There's drug problems or there's financial reasons. But this man is proof that, not that I'm saying. Also, when you go to high school, you get something the second time when you go to the university. So that's one of the purposes of a high school, is you can learn Spanish the first time and then you get better grades when you, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I was to say that in modern times, the computer, which allows people to draw information in from It used to be if you wanted to talk to a scientist, you had to go to PSU and talk to a scientist. Well, I've actually emailed Mickey Okako or something on this thing and got an answer from these people. That was unheard of in the early 80s when you started going to the University of Oregon. So I really see this. I have a degree from PSU in electrical engineering. I only graduated because I went in the United States Army. My father did not like the university system. But I can tell you right now, you can learn things from a college. And a lot of colleges originally, like when Linus Pauling, the scientist, went to the Oregon State University, used to be called Oregon State College. PSU used to be called Portland State College. So it's only the term university, everybody has a university degree, is something probably in the 20th century. At the same time, a lot of space age skills, right, only require 2 years. There's a lot of hands-on research. A lot of scientists, where they're dealing with stem cells, making an integrated circuit. These are skills you learn in the first 2 years. And that's all I'm going to say. And I'm a strong advocate of the community colleges. I wish I had graduated from Mount Hood Community College.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Bye. Morning, Charles.
Good morning, Mayor Hales, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson. And obviously, this program is something I can't speak against. It's very important that we have as many programs as possible and back them as strongly as possible to break the cycles of poverty that still exist in Portland. I was up at the PCC Cascade campus earlier this month when State Senator Dembro was having a panel with one of the PCC staff and whose focus is on retention. And because PCC deals with so many students who have backgrounds where their families don't have familiarity with college track and the requirements of college, the college is always under pressure from federal financial aid authorities to make sure they have the proper retention levels and to deal with the crises that come up in everybody's life, not just students, healthcare crisis, housing crisis. So I hope that since you brought this measure forth, Mayor, one thing I will criticize you to say, there's only 4 pages of PDF linked to this, and it would be good if we can if the public can get a chance to look at the information that was distributed to council and stuff like that. But I just want to encourage the council to take this measure seriously and find time to engage more and more with the PCC administration to find out, is this a program that is really only reaching 50%, 80% of the people that really could be serviced by the program? And if the economy is improving as much as some statistics suggest, to look maybe if there are ways that the city government can bottom line some involvement in this program. Thank you very much for your time, councilors, and to everyone from PCC who came forth.
Great. Thank you very much. So we're ready, I believe, for a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
And any further discussion? Then a roll call on accepting the report.
Fritz? I voted to support this program in the heart of the depths of the recession, and I'm consider it one of the best things the 2009 to 2012 council did in establishing this program, which was a risk and got a lot, as Commissioner Fish will remember. We got slammed for the city should not be investing in education. That's the school board's job. That's the state's job. That's the board of commissioners of the community college's job. And we recognized what our representative from the U.S. Bank said today, that this is an economic issue. This is about business. This is about not only supporting our students and giving students whose parents never went to college the opportunity to do it, it's about creating an educated workforce. And we allocated precious general fund resources to it, and we are continuing to do it. I'm very pleased to hear that the Portland Community College has raised $1.1 million in private donations. That's a lot of it is from corporate donors who also recognize that this program is getting sharp young minds ready to serve the Portland community. And I thank you very much for taking the time. Thank you, Mayor Harrells, for continuing to fund the program and for everybody for coming in for this presentation today. I'm disappointed Dr. Jeremy Brown wasn't able to be here today. He's a doctor from England, and Dr. Wim Vivel from University of Amsterdam. People question whether we have a world-class education in Portland, and I would say we have a world-class education at PCC and at Mount Hood Community College, Clackamas Community College. what a great place where, as we heard, for a relatively small amount of money, students can take classes and then go on to four-year institutions or take technical classes and be ready to come to work for the city. So that's another piece that I want to work with you on, is helping your graduates from the Future Connect program know of job openings at the city so that they can take internships and work with us to have that path line into a satisfying public service career or a private career, whichever they want. So again, thank you so much for all that you do, and you can count on me to be a strong supporter for as long as I'm on this council. Aye.
Fish?
You know, looking at the material and listening to your presentation, I'm reminded that when I was a kid, I had an army of life coaches, but I didn't actually know it at the time. So I had two parents that were focused on my future. I had teachers, counselors, coaches. I had an army of relatives, and I guess I was of a generation where I wasn't allowed to call people by their first name, so everyone was described as an aunt and uncle, and it created great confusion because I had this extended family I didn't even know I had. But, you know, you add up all the people, my godfathers, my godmothers, my family friends, all the people I grew up with, I had an army of life coaches that helped me through every stage of my life. So I'm very fortunate. Not every young person has a ready-made army of life coaches and career coaches. And I think we're going to hear soon from the Distinguished Labor Commissioner about one of the biggest challenges we have in our community, which is connecting people from their education, last year of education, whether it's high school, community college, or college, to the workforce. It's one of our biggest challenges. How do you make that connection? And that's what you're doing. And you're providing people with the help, resumes, coaching, someone in your corner. That might be the only adult in their life that actually gives a damn, maybe. So it's an enormously important program, because if all we're doing is turning out young people with degrees but they don't find employment, there's a break in the system. And Future Connect is making a difference, and I love the fact that you're leveraging so much private money to complement the public money, which, because we have limited dollars to spend, is one of the real key things we look at in terms of our investments, is their leverage. So thank you for an inspiring presentation. I look forward to meeting more of the students that are in my two utility bureaus, and I'm very pleased to accept this report. Aye.
Novick?
I actually was a skeptic of the city's investment in this program, because what I remember sort of reading the paper was, well, the city's paying for a $500 scholarship, and my reaction was, well, $500 isn't going to make that much of a difference in whether a kid's able to go to college. It sounds like a gimmick. But when I was invited to a lunch on the program last year and heard people talk about the difference that it made, and heard kids talk about the value of the coaches, and also heard people talk about the value of the scholarship, and that, for one thing, I mean, to kids with, you know, no money, $500 sounds like a lot, but also just the fact of getting a scholarship was a big deal for these young people, and it was part of what motivated them to follow through. So I am a convert, and I'm so impressed by the presentation today, and I'm honored to vote aye.
Hales.
Well, thanks for a great report, and it was great having you and the students here. We have a number of coincidences in this morning's council calendar, and this is another, which is I began my day today at 7:30 at a meeting of this group called Greater Portland Incorporated, which is a regional economic development effort. And they brought in a consultant to do a strategy for the metropolitan area, and that's great, and I'm looking forward to that. But the consultant said, you know, this is not a cookbook process. We don't have, you know, a formula, but I can already tell you that one of your key issues will be workforce. So that was how I started my day. You've reinforced that, and this is a great and solid partnership. So thank you so much, and look forward to more. Aye. Thank you.